Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. 17 till 43 after. Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. We'll inform, entertain, and hope maybe even educate you right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's the president of and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust over there on the eastern shore of Maryland, beautiful part of the world. Part of God's country over there. They got the Waterfowl Festival this weekend. Mike, that slips up on me every year. I keep thinking I'm going to get over there. I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's fun. It really is.
But has the Waterfowl shown up yet?
The Waterfowl, yeah, we have them. We schedule them the week before, all 80,000 geese.
You cue the geese. Is that what you...
That's right. We kill them.
Hey, Mike, we were talking in the previous segment about the different banks, the large banks, the small banks. And we started talking, we told the audience we were going to talk about this regulation thing. The big thing on the big piece of regulation in the in front and center right now is the Dodd-Frank bill, the Dodd-Frank law, which to me is another example of how Washington has no shame. I mean, they named a bank regulation after the two people who are more responsible for what got out of control than anything. I mean, the best example I could come up with would be too insensitive. It would have something to do with Hitler and Mussolini, but I won't go into that. All right, so Dodd-Frank bill, tell us what the audience what it is, and tell us how it got started. Why do people think we need the Dodd-Frank?
Yeah, well, understand that regulations are passed, and the Congress passes regulations to correct inappropriate practices in the marketplace, things that are just plain wrong. And to deal with issues like too big to fail and systemic risk. So, you know, Congress was going to pass a bill, period. I mean, it was a fait accompli after the health care bill was passed. Who would think Congress wouldn't pass a bill to punish the banks? The problem, of course, is bifurcating or differentiating between a local community bank and the mega bank. Mm-hmm. And the regulation and the process of creating this regulation is not one that lends itself conveniently to separating the good guys from the bad guys and separating the little from the too big to fail mega banks that are constantly being under indictments from the Justice Department and other entities because of their behaviors. And so the recognition was there that these companies were too big to regulate, too big to govern, too big to manage, and too big to fail. And that drove Congress to create this piece of legislation. Now, there's no question that the unregulated, some of the mortgage entities, clearly needed to be regulated. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And no doubt that we need to deal with too big to fail and the fact that that entity brought the world market to its knees.
Right.
The problem, obviously, was the difficulty of saying, okay, we're going to break this industry into the little guys and the big guys and leave the little guys alone because they've done
a great job.
The
people who didn't create any of these problems.
Right. And that's what we're dealing with right now. Now, the fact of the matter is that the lion's share of this legislation is focused at the largest banks of the land.
Mm-hmm.
But the 80 or so percent that's focused at the largest banks of the land still leaves that 20% beating up the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, remember that 100 banks have about 8% of the marketplace
right
today out of, 6,000-7,000 banks. So it is the unfortunate consequence to legislate a form of morale,
right?
Whole, and that's the challenge we face.
Mm-hmm. What is the big part?
Are invested in their communities.
What is the thing about Dodd-Frank that is the most damaging to small banks? I don't care about the big banks; they can take care of themselves. I worry about independent banks. What's the biggest, most damaging part of that 20%? What is it?
Well, much of Dodd-Frank has yet to be enacted, but one piece, just one example of Dodd-Frank, is what's called the Durbin Amendment. And the Durbin Amendment is an amendment in the Dodd-Frank bill whose intent is to fix prices and it does fix prices. It fixed the prices of interchange reimbursements to the banking industry.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks created the railway, if you will, that allow consumers the convenience of purchasing goods on their debit cards from merchants. And the Durbin Amendment is one that says we're going to limit the amount that banks are allowed to get for the creation of and the charging of that railway. It's a form mm-hmm. of price fixing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the very beginning, community banks, for the most part, are excluded from that amendment. But what it ignores is the fact that the free market is going to go to the lowest price
right. In
the market. And if you go in and you say, you know, Jim, you are only allowed to charge so much of those who advertise on the system, you can only charge mega corporation X,
mm-hmm.
then you're caught in price fixing right now.
Mm-hmm.
The long and the short is that there are elements of Dodd-Frank that push small banks on capital issues down the road, not as much as it does the larger banks, which need to deal with
right.
systemic risk and capital challenges. But Dodd-Frank is far from unwinding.
If they gave you Dodd-Frank and said, okay, fix it, what would you do besides throw it away?
Well, boy, that's about a two-hour dissertation
on
all the pieces in that legislation. It's something like 2,000 pages, I think.
Yeah, but
let
me ask you, we got to go to a break. Do you think Dodd-Frank is an overreaction? Is it even necessary?
Dodd-Frank was an overreaction relative to community banks and a political reaction to the serious excesses in the market
which
of the unregulated and the mega banks.
A lot of which was created by the government, too, by the way. We're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Tintail, right back with Mike Menzies. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.